Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is the 25th day of July, 2012. Buzz is here.
Yes.
Oscar is here.
Hey now.
RJ is here.
Hey there.
Mark not here, which is sad, but happy.
He got the frog in his throat.
Yeah, he do. Do you hear something?
I'm not sure.
That's the door, I think.
Oh, can you get that, Oscar?
Yeah, no problem.
You're the furthest away. Oh, Oscar. Big breakfast?
La la la.
Long time no Charlie.
La la.
How you been?
Hi Rob.
Charles.
Hi Oscar.
Hey now.
On the microphone, Charlie.
What?
On
the
microphone.
Talking to the mic. Mm-hmm.
You know the drill. You've done.
God,
the-
I always forget.
No, too close. Too
I always
close.
Forget.
You do
too
always
close.
Forget.
Use your inside voice.
Hi, Charlie. Hello. Charlie, do you shower?
No.
I thought we noticed.
Because every
something
time you knock, you leave some sort of residue. On
I do.
Oh, Charlie.
I don't shower, Oscar. I don't shower. I'm really glad to be on the show. Welcome
do you
back
bathe?
From Maine. Welcome back from Maine, boys.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
That's very nice of you to say.
Welcome
very,
back.
Very thoughtful.
Feeling good.
Yeah, great to be here.
Do you bathe?
Yes.
Like
occasionally.
A tub bath?
Saturday night.
Once a week. Then.
Like what, the Cowboys.
Whether you need it or not.
Do you have
right,
a tub?
Not the Dallas Cowboys.
No.
The Cowboys of
yes.
old.
Yeehaw.
Do you have a tub with feet on it?
Boy, I'm a little hoarse today.
Yeah, maybe you've been hanging with Mark Ronick.
I think Mr. O'Mara went out for some wine last night.
Oh,
how
man.
Is that?
Hello.
Have you been spending a lot of time with Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do?
Park his car.
Sure.
Wash his clothes.
Right.
Cut his fingernails?
Really?
How does he like them, long or short?
He doesn't like it when I cut the quick.
You
yeah,
know,
of course not.
No blood, he said.
No
right.
blood. What
no.
happens
I'll
if you draw blood?
I'll send you back to that retarded home, Charlie. That's what he
that
said.
Can't be that's not the phrase he uses.
He does. It's exactly what he said.
He really? Shouldn't talk like
He's
that.
He's not politically correct at all.
Do you remember when you were at home and all the things that happened?
The fire?
Oh, the fire.
No, that was the orphanage, Charlie.
The sodomy.
The sodomy was yes. at the home, yes.
It was terrible.
It was bad.
But that's not why I'm here today.
Oh, do you have something to tell us?
I came in for a specific reason.
Good.
I have something I'd like to do.
What?
What would
I'd
you like
to
do?
Perform for you.
Wow. Oh, really? Oh,
that's
we love
nice.
Performing.
I have a song.
Yes.
Oh, a song.
I have a song I'd like to sing.
Is this an original song, one that you've written?
Nope.
Oh, this is someone else wrote this?
Yep.
So you're doing a cover?
What?
Yeah, well, that means when you sing someone else's song, you're doing a cover of their song.
What's that mean?
Oh, it doesn't really matter.
It's like when it's cold in the winter, I get under the cover.
You get under the cover. That's true.
Charlie, what if we call it this?
When I was in the Marine Corps before I got thrown out, they said, straighten out that cover, mister.
Yeah. How long were you in the Marines?
That's a hat.
Yeah, it
or
is.
That's what Arlie Ermey calls a hat, well, a see, cover.
There are different meanings for cover.
Remove then. Your cover.
How long were you in the Marines?
Huh?
How long were you in the Marines?
About a half hour.
That's
really? That's short.
Didn't work out.
Sergeant Carter didn't like it.
Man, that hurt.
Yeah, I bet.
When they hit me with the soap. God, that was so painful.
Did you almost say God damn it, Charlie?
God damn it.
You missed the magic show.
Man, oh man.
So you have a song.
This is my rifle. This is my gun. Mm-hmm. What?
You have a song.
I do.
And okay. It's not a...
You like know, me to get to it?
It's a remake. Curious. It's right. a remake, Charlie.
Here we
song.
Go.
It's
okay.
a remake.
Can cool. you give me a one or a two?
Do you need to prepare with any warm-ups?
No.
No? Okay.
I just need everybody in the room to go a wanna a tua.
Okay, here we go.
A wanna a tua.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass.
Oh, that was great.
Nicely done.
A Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. And in 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac can kiss my ass.
Charlie, where's the melody?
It's coming up.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. Oh, he's coming to the hook. Are you ready for the hook, Charlie?
Give me a one or a two.
Yeah. A one or a two.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up.
There it is.
Let's have a party.
Yeah.
Let's have a party.
Nice.
I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party. Now, I really love you. You're easy to stack. But I really hate how you're easy to crack, because when beer runs down in front of my pack, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky.
That's such a lyric.
Charlie, can I ask a quick question?
Wait, I got to go to the second
okay,
verse.
I'm sorry, go
but
ahead.
I have to admit that ladies get smitten at mine how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie pen when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
That's sex, right?
Red Solo Cup, and it goes on like that. Yes. What?
No, you. I'm surprised that you would choose such. I'm surprised that you would choose. I was surprised.
I am awe-inspiring.
I am surprised that you would choose this because not many people know your love of country and Western music.
I do.
You really do.
Started with Tom T. Hall. Yeah, I love Little Baby Ducks and just kept on going.
All right.
You know what are some other songs you like?
Now, I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fellow because you're about my. You're the abbot to my Costello and you're the fruit to my loom.
Charlie, the words are funny, aren't they?
Isn't this great?
It's like poetry.
Now, hold on.
Dang it. You need a start? You need a pickup?
Wait a minute.
A two-a.
Okay. Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic. You're more than amazing. You're more than fantastic. And believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, yeah. Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party.
I know that.
Yeah. All right, what a bunch of crap. Start the show.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Lionel. When women are pregnant, you gotta pamper them.
That's right. You do. Oh, wait a minute. How did you pamper me?
Come on, Weezy, there were plenty of times. Don't you remember when you were pregnant and I came home and found you scrubbing the kitchen floor on your hands and knees?
That's right. He went right out and bought me a mop.
Hey, what are you two doing tonight?
Nothing.
Good. I'd like you to come up to our place.
Sorry, we're busy.
Huh? You just said we weren't doing anything.
Yeah, I know, but I forgot I gotta stay home and help Florence water the plants.
Two of my friends from high school are coming over. We haven't been together in 25 years.
25 years? I wonder what my old high school friends are doing.
Well, if they like you, they're probably still in high school.
Well, that's a lot better than your friends.
What friends?
I rest my case.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
R.I.P. Sherman Hemsley.
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 We will actually address this in today's audio vault.
Thank you. And another, and we will have on the show today another celebrity that passed away.
Yes.
That I'm very sad about, that I had a lot of personal contact with.
Really?
You guys might not even know about.
I know.
Because it was kind of a blip on the radar,
sure.
Of course. Welcome to the show, live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 14.5 million times.
Ooh.
And heard in 150 countries worldwide. I have the phone bank in front of me today.
Oh, but don't use it.
So you can call us about anything you want to talk about. It's 718-506-1625. We would love to hear from you. Our show today is brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic, benefiting Innova Blood Donor Service. Mm-hmm. Sunday, September 9th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
A one and a two.
That's
a
nice. At the Kettler Ice Complex.
Well, we put on it a skate.
It's going to be featuring us as coaches for all the different teams competing. Support your favorite team or player with a donation at charityhockeyclassic.com. And more importantly, come out to Kettler and see us on Sunday, September 9th. All proceeds will go to benefit Innova Blood Donor Services. I need a little more gain, Rob.
You bet.
All proceeds go to benefit Innova Blood Donor Services, which supply nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood, and your donation is tax deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by email is charityhockeyclassic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be just a fun afternoon and a great cause to raise money for blood donors. And we are very, very happy about that. On the program today,
I'm shocked you're not commenting on the music. This is Sammy doing the theme to the Jeffersons.
Let me hear it. Yeah, it was kind of in the background there.
And as long as we love it, you and me, baby, and there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, we're moving on up. That's a good song.
Did he say "you and me"?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did.
We'll have lots of stuff today. I got a ton of stuff I want to cover here. One week till my testosterone appointment, so I don't know if I'm going to come in like the day after going.
Or the day before saying, I hope I'm not late.
Hello. I don't have any balls.
Right in time for Sturgis.
What a shame. Well, I'm hoping that they give me a little of the rubby de brub rub, you know, on the shoulder
it's
or something.
It's like a shoulder patch, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't
know. Androgel.
It's a gel.
I don't know. Obby anyway,
rub it on vigorously.
Speaking of Sturgis.
Obby would put it on the shoulder.
Sturgis just around the corner. I'm going to be broadcasting live from Sturgis with regular reports at the very least and paneling for the whole show at the very most.
Cool.
Don't know until I get out there what the logistics are being.
Something of a motorcycle.
Just couldn't make it in today.
Logistics, we mean hangover.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. No, I will
what
not.
What happened to his eyes?
I will not forego the show
no.
because of a hangover. That will not happen.
Good for you. Well, you never
that
have.
That will not that is, happen.
That's a strong statement.
Yeah, I have once.
Oh,
upstairs.
That one day.
I was upstairs.
Only once.
Dead.
What, but, I mean, that? Who what could... was that the day after?
The night before.
And that was Jimmy's, right?
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it at Jimmy's party that we had?
For no, I think remember? It might have. Was it the Ice Classic? Was it the hockey thing?
Might have been something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. What happened is you were overserved.
Yeah.
How dare you, Jimmy?
Terrible. I want to talk about a celebrity death. I'll get to that in just a second here. I don't think some of the guys in the room don't even know what I'm talking about. Let me see. Do you care about the Olympics? Just a couple of days away. We haven't really talked any Olympics at all on the show. And don't post videos. This is just a message to Yahoo, Google. Don't post videos or don't show me a video where I click on it and it's been removed by the user.
I get that a lot.
You,
I don't like that.
You know, I'm saying to the Yahoo people, the Google people, work harder to police what you have so you don't splash a headline with a curious video, like, for example, a rugby brawl, which certain Irish disc jockeys really like to see, and then you go to it, and it's been removed by the user. Yeah. That pisses me off, so that's just a little note to them. We might talk about the Jacksons today. I don't know anything about what's going on with
it. They're crazy. Those cats is crazy.
Got Haiti coming up as well. Yeah. Uh-huh. Met with all the people from that group. Might talk about that. And let's start with the celebrity death. You guys don't, Rob, you might not remember, but Chad Everett, who was medical center.
I was going to mention that this, in the
passed away this morning, and a lot of people don't realize that I did, years and years and years ago, I did a celebrity golf tournament that I co-hosted with Chad Everett.
I didn't realize
that. And then someone called because, you know, it's 11:15.
It's the Everett family.
And you might as well call Patriot Harley Davidson because that's when you call.
The widow Everett.
That's when you... I'm curious. Yeah, because there's something I'm thinking about.
The curiosity is killing me.
So, and I know this kills a certain segment of our listening audience when I'm not professional like that. You can't hear the phone. I can. It's driving me nuts. Chad Everett and I hosted a celebrity golf tournament together.
Was he cool?
He was very cool. He came in on the old Donna Mike show,
right.
Did a guest spot, and he was, super cool guy, good golfer, and that, I think, was the same golf tournament where I met Richard Roundtree.
Chef. Well, of course.
Yeah. It was like TV, TV nostalgia at its best. He was only 75, right. In this day and age, that ain't all that old.
Right, right.
I don't know theme.
I don't know why he passed. I guess maybe he had to be at the big casino. Maybe that was it.
I don't know.
But, I'm with you right now.
But he was a good guy. Very, very good guy. So rest in peace to Chad Everett.
Had a connection and a great theme. Medical center.
Da-da-da-da.
Love it.
Yeah, very good.
Richard Roundtree long gone, I think, right?
Is Richard Roundtree dead also?
I believe so. Yeah.
Why does everybody die?
Well, otherwise it would be so crowded.
Where do babies come from?
Oh, I'll show you that.
No, that's cool. So anyway, it's something
lung
that...
Lung cancer.
Do you recall him as a smoker?
I don't know. I don't have a memory of that, but that could very well
be true.
He's
got over 40 film credits.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
He was a guy, one of the original guys, that... knew how to poke fun at himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I think
after
so.
His TV career, where he played Dr. whatever his name was on Medical Center, and my mother and my sister watched that religiously.
Oh, he was quite the heartthrob.
He was
absolutely. Mm-hmm. But he was somebody
nice
who
hair.
poked fun at himself for being the TV heartthrob.
Sort of like he did the Hasselhoff act before Hasselhoff could do that.
So now we've got Sherman Hemsley.
Hemsley.
I thought it was Helmsley.
A lot of people think that.
And we will discuss this in the vault today.
Now, why?
Because everyone's getting it wrong. Yeah.
Because everyone's calling him Sherman Helmsley.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, but the fact is he's been called Sherman Helmsley for
his whole career.
Well, but it's wrong, though. Right. I mean, really? There's no L in there when you see the name when he's walking into that deluxe apartment in the sky.
So somebody's got. Do you have a culprit?
I do. I have a couple culprits.
Do you have somebody who's guilty? Yes.
I have. I've got three culprits, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I have a syndicated news service and two members of the NBC News family, one of which Oscar is very fond of.
Really?
No.
Yes.
Brian?
Buzz and I were talking before this show.
Three times.
How folks, do yourself a favor and really check out The Newsroom on HBO. Yeah. It is such a great show.
I haven't caught up.
It is. I watched... I'm on last week's episode. Just finished that. If I get to it this week, I'll be caught up to the show.
And I'm up to date, and you're right. It just keeps getting better and better and better.
They've calmed down the frantic dialogue in it. They've calmed down Sorkin-y nerdiness.
Was that by design, or do you think they kind of hit the ground running and then it just sort of settled? Because that first episode was nuts.
It was crazy, and then the second one, I think, was almost worse.
Right.
They calmed down a little
bit. I read that he fired a slew of writers here recently.
That's interesting.
And
that
I wonder if that's what affected the change and slowed down the dialogue. Is good.
Why did he's such a brilliant writer. I'm surprised that he employs writers under him.
If they just fired them, wouldn't these episodes already been filmed?
Yeah, so. I would think so.
Maybe he calmed down on his own. I don't know.
Here's what I like about it. They
still great.
They take on the subjects they take on. It's factually accurate because they can, you know, look at all the news coverage and then they can write a story about being correct. Mm-hmm. The 2 weeks ago episode was about Congressman Giffords getting shot.
Right.
And I forgot how many networks came out and announced her death.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's really, you know, in their fictitious newsroom, they hold off breaking the story.
Right.
And what it is just they go back and create this fictional newsroom to do the right thing and show you how it's done and the pressure that exists in other newsrooms to come out and say she's dead.
Even if it's wrong.
And, I found it emotional. I found it actually moving.
Fun to watch. Yeah.
Oh, just a blast to watch.
Great that they can put it in historical context, but also
it's incredible.
Real life in the rearview mirror so they get it right every time. They're the
really
best newsroom.
And he makes a comment. You know, good old Aaron Sorkin, who's a smarter guy than I am, he articulates what I try to say about reality television in its purest form. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the Jersey Shore and you talk about so many of these shows, even last night watching Top Chef with my wife, and she loves this show.
Right.
And I looked at her and she got mad at me because I looked at her and I said, there's no cooking.
Right.
There's no food.
It's not
here.
About that.
This is all, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring my A game.
Yeah.
I'm going to, he'll be back in Central Park selling food on the corner. It's like all it's about is, and they used a great term on the newsroom called human cockfighting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Which is exactly what it is.
That's what it is.
That's what we are all about. And he takes that on, and that's not popular because a lot of people watch those shows.
Right.
And I think it's ballsy. And I think HBO's always been ballsy.
Yeah.
And I really like watching them. So check out The Newsroom if you get a chance.
One other show I'd recommend to you and everybody listening, and in my opinion, the single funniest show on television right now is on Showtime. It's called Episodes with Matt LeBlanc.
You love that show.
Yeah.
I laugh out loud screaming every week.
Do you
week.
Know why I don't watch that show?
Matt LeBlanc?
Yes. That's it.
A lot, but he makes fun of himself.
I can't get by it. I know.
You know,
I know.
He does a little Chad Everett there. He does make fun of himself on that show.
In a great way.
Yeah. I will try to check that out. I will try. This is not as bad as Larry David.
Right.
For me, where everyone... I mean, that was a sad feeling to be the only person in your peer group doesn't want to watch a show. And everybody, I mean, and it's not just you guys, but everybody watches that show.
Mm-hmm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What was your situation? I remember we've talked about this in the program, but you said you were going to give it another shot.
I've given it two and three shots.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And I just don't like Larry David.
I get that.
I really hate him. I don't think he's funny. I don't think, I don't like his act.
It's kind of the cornerstone of the show, though. And if you can't buy into not liking him, if that makes any sense.
It's exactly what it is.
Then you're excluded.
But it's not not liking him. It's really just liking how rude he is.
Yeah.
And if you like that and you like that, that's his act. And I guess I don't know. I don't want to get into it.
It's a show based on.
I don't want to get into it.
Based on awkward.
This is not inside the comedy mind.
You know what? Here it is. It's fake.
Yeah, it is.
It's so totally fake. No one would do that. Larry David wouldn't do that in his real life. And everybody said, now if you like it, you go, well, I think he might.
I don't think he will. I mean, I don't look at it at that level.
For speaking of dislikes and likes, something that I still can't let go from yesterday, why don't you guys like The Dark Knight or Batman?
Batman for me is like so many of the comic book things. I want to back off
my position a little bit on that.
About Batman?
Yeah, just a little bit.
No, I think it's phenomenal that Christian Bale did what he did. Uh-huh. He did the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
I love what he did. I liked talking to the reporters, saying that I don't want to talk to reporters. But I think also it was nice.
Was he a little curt with reporters?
There was a little bit of that, but I do think it's nice that Warner Brothers issued a statement that said, he's doing this. We don't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, and it's
so
a
I think
good
it's
move.
Cool that he did
it's
it.
It's a very cool move that he went to visit the victims of the shooting.
That aside, and clearly it affects your views of the film because they're going to be associated forever now.
Yeah.
Did you not like the first two films?
I saw the Batman that I saw in its entirety
Yes,
was the one with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, the 1989 one. Yeah,
you've never seen The Dark Knight.
No.
I may have seen one of them. I don't remember. If you saw them, guys, this is a different Batman.
I don't care about Batman.
I don't. It's a man with ears.
It's a man with ears. You said it yesterday. For me.
Did you like the movie Inception?
No.
Oh, I did.
We're in two different places.
I did like Inception.
Batman Begins
might be the best one, which is the first of this trilogy.
Right.
You didn't like
Act of Valor.
Act of Valor is a piece of ass compared to a major film like a Batman.
These are just opinions.
Have you watched Act of Valor?
I ordered it because you talked about it.
And you didn't like it.
I paid $5.99 HD, baby.
And you didn't like it.
I thought it was good. But
I mean, it's no name actor. It's not a big budget film like Batman.
No,
it's not.
I understand.
But I liked the story, and I liked the fact that the storyline and a lot of what you see is based on the reality of that. I like my movies to be, you know,
that was the fakest war movie I've ever seen. Tell me that you like Saving Private Ryan, and I'm in. I can get into that film.
I think Act of Valor was, I didn't pay attention. We're not going to take it away from the special effects.
Yes.
And on to the storyline, the camaraderie.
That was a beautiful
film. And how they do that. I love that story part. The special effects, you know, you've got much more money in a Saving Private Ryan. The beach scene in Saving Private Ryan is probably one of the most accurately depicted war segments, and I've never been, thank God, storming a beach in World War II. Not yet. But it seemed to me that they really went out of their way to create that. So special effects-wise, I think it's very valid. Well, at the end, when Tom Hanks is shaking with the gun and firing, I thought that was a little much of a...
For me, what rubbed me the wrong way, and this is coming off the heels, I think just 4 or 5 months, if my time is correct, of the tragedy that happened in Afghanistan when the chopper went down.
Right.
And the SEALs passed.
Yes.
Or was it Pakistan? One of the two. For me, if you're going to make a film about Navy SEALs, I think that you should use as much time and money into a film about Navy SEALs or Special Forces that you can to honor them. I thought that film was good, but I also thought it was kind of fake at times. Tell me what you think,
because I really went nuts about that movie. What did you think was fake about it? The special effects themselves?
No, I didn't like the feel of the film.
Okay.
The feel of the film was almost hokey at times.
Mm-hmm. You mean the tone of the storytelling?
The tone of the storytelling was hokey.
See, here's where I thought the film had credibility. I believe that the operation you're watching when you watch Act of Valor is basically a covert operation that we will never know about.
Right.
And these SEAL teams operate covertly all over the world and in drug running situations in South America, perhaps in Mexico, and I think you don't hear. You'll hear about a gun battle, but you won't hear that it was a Navy SEAL team that did it. The only time you're going to hear about the Navy SEALs is when they take out the bad guys that are on our most wanted list.
Right.
You don't really hear about, and I would think that there is some credibility to the circumstances they involve themselves in.
Maybe you guys can help me out here. The name of the film escapes me, but it's the one that that was about the bomb, the guy who, the bomb technician in Iraq, and it won the Academy Award. And it was just phenomenal.
Need more information.
Can't think of the title.
Just won it. It's, it, and I know you've seen it because we've talked about it here.
Not the Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker.
That's it. Yes, oh, the Hurt Locker. Yes. Yeah, Jeremy Renner. Yeah.
And that film itself, I think, really captured what it is to do something like that overseas.
Right, right. You know, I don't, listen, Oscar, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. What I watched with Act of Valor, I have no idea whether that's credible or not. I don't know whether, I would think that they have those
either.
Kind of,
yeah.
That they have those kind of operations. They used real Navy SEALs. They had Navy SEALs that consulted on it. I'm going to research it and look into it and try to get more information. It was a upper B movie. Mm-hmm. It was not, you know, it wasn't,
right.
It wasn't, but the fact that they, you know, they had some Navy SEALs that were actually in it, who knows, you know.
Now,
but
Oscar,
I mean,
is off, he's obviously driven by effects. He likes the big movies, and obviously that
he loves his bullcrap special effects.
He was troubled by that with Act of Valor.
It's the story itself as well.
Yeah, well, I like the story of Act of Valor.
I've always said that a movie is about storytelling.
Right.
You think the story overtakes.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh boy.
Right now.
Let's lay it on the table. I'll lay. For example, the other night,
which Shia LaBeouf movie is your favorite?
Carla, who is closer to Oscar's age than she is to mine, was rolling her eyes at me as I went to sleep, and the last movie I watched was on regular cable, and I was a delighted little boy.
What was it?
My top five comedy, Animal House. And I
sure.
still
great
laugh
yeah.
at Animal House
I agree.
Out
Classic.
Loud. I mm-hmm. still think that movie holds
that
up.
That is a perfect. Great film.
I still, as a stupid, silly guy. And you know what Carlos said to me? She said, oh, it's so silly. I said, yes!
Of course.
Of course it's silly. That's yeah. what it's all about.
Did she complain
Senator
about
Senator and Mrs. Blutarsky. A laugh from the beginning mm-hmm. until the end. Senator what? And Mrs.
She's
Blutarsky.
Not a, she's not a film fan of any genre.
She doesn't like movies.
Yeah, doesn't
did
like
she
movies.
Complain about the special effects
no.
in Animal House?
But let's the talk about, potatoes. Like, you know, I can... I'm putting together my top like three, and they might not be my... I change
yeah.
period.
Yeah, and by your that. Mood, too.
But let's...
I'm not super... look, it... One, my palate for movies is very easy to please.
There you go.
I didn't want to
say that, but you have.
No, it's the truth. So right. to give you my top three is just indicting myself.
Yes.
But I will say
that's what
that
I wish you to do.
To talk about a film and hate a series of films without even watching them, it just really... I think you'd have a different opinion of these last three Batman films if you just saw one of them in their entire. You would actually enjoy it.
It's a different feel.
It's a different
I'd
story.
I'd like to address that.
It's not corny.
Maybe I'll go and see. But
you
the
should,
thing
I can
is,
bring you the Blu-ray tomorrow.
It's the premise
it.
Of the
Man
it's
with
a
ears.
Bat. It's a Man superhero. It's a right. comic book hero. I don't like comic book movies. I like my superheroes to be like Dirty Harry. I like my superheroes
Beretta.
To be Beretta. Yeah, exactly.
There are some comic book movies.
I'll look at it. I have no problem watching The Dark Knight.
There are some comic book movies out there that really are what you would say, quote unquote, comic book movies. They're hokey.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Green Lantern comes to mind when that comes mm-hmm. out.
They all are.
But I would say a Batman, this most recent Spider-Man, they're really trying to
almost humanize
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. the characters where you can.
That.
It's kind of relate. You almost forget that this is.
But
just,
I think you know what? That's fine. But you're not going to humanize anybody when they have radioactive blood.
Hey, listen,
that's the way I look at it.
Look, these are opinions about entertainment, and sometimes how something hits you can even depend on your frame of mind when you see it.
Yes,
I hear that the new Batman movie is very, very good, and I may see it someday. I'm just not in a hurry to because and I don't mean to judge them all together, but. There have been now, counting all the directors and the various incarnations, 7 versions of this story or aspects of this story or tellings of this story. And I've seen 2 or 3 or 4 of them. And, you know, I'm ready to move on
and
to
something
else.
I could see that. But if you haven't seen what Christopher Nolan's brought to the table,
right.
then
I saw the first
one. I think you're going to enjoy
maybe,
it.
Maybe someday when I'm not so burned out on them, I will.
Okay? I was a tremendous enthusiast.
And you know what my problem is? I don't have the ability to suspend my disbelief that much.
Yeah,
well, I can.
I can't go into
I
a theater
into
that well.
It.
I don't do that well. The one movie that comes to mind was a comedy where I said, this is going to be stupid, and I know it's going to be stupid, and I'm going to enjoy it more if I know it's going to be stupid. And that was Dumb and Dumber. And when mm-hmm. I went in with that attitude, I enjoyed the movie because
sure.
yeah. I was able to do that.
Same attitude I had with Ted. And I enjoyed myself.
With what?
Ted. How are the special effects in Ted?
Ted, I would do the same thing.
Yeah,
with.
But I think that if you know films, then you're always going to hate the special effects because you think that special effects take the place of substance.
Yeah,
and
sometimes
at times they do. But I believe that if the right director's in place, someone can tell a story that maybe you're familiar with.
That's fair.
And mm-hmm. tell it in a way where you're not. blown away and distracted by the special effects. They're not the star, but the story still is.
Do you know why? Another reason why I think you didn't like Act of Valor? The special effects weren't CGI enough for you.
That, I mean, that might be the case, but the story was...
Because I think they did a lot more stunts.
Yeah.
The story...
And I like stunts.
The story itself... I already knew what the ending was going to be.
Right.
And I wanted something more of a...
What, in Act of Valor?
Yes.
I didn't know what the ending was going to be. I didn't know that it was going to happen.
When it ended, I was like...
So they you think they telegraphed that in the early on in the story? Maybe you're right. I don't know. The Batman, one of the things Buzz says about, you know, there have been so many of them. I like just original. I love original.
Yeah, original is good.
I like little independent movies. I like that. You know, my top movie, probably one of my top movies would be The Shawshank Redemption, which is all about story.
Love that movie.
And then an amazing twist at the end. That, to me, is... That's when I leave a theater.
Give me that same quality. The directing and the human side of it that you were talking about it in a new story and something new and different.
Yeah, the Batman franchise. You know. But I will go see, and I don't want a Blu-ray. I'm going to go see on my own. And I promise you I'll go see it next week.
Yeah.
I will go see this movie. I will see this movie because I love Christian Bale as an actor. Mm-hmm. And I'll check it out and see if I, and I will go in with a very positive attitude. You want to go, RJ, next week?
Yes, let's do that.
We'll go to the movies together.
Can I bring you the first two?
My wife won't go with me.
Can I bring you the first two? Huh? Just so you have as
that's
a
negative
point.
That's a negative. I can only tolerate seeing, I'd like
too
to
many.
See what, I want to see, you know, what everybody gets so excited about.
This right? may
I
be
have a hard time with it because I did watch the first one and I found
you don't
it,
go to the movies.
No, but I've seen the movie.
Yeah, that's one of my knocks on
the
you.
The first
did
wife, one's the
does
best
your wife
one.
Like to, do you not go to the movies because you're cheap?
No.
Why don't you go to... Well, I mean, because you don't go to movies.
I don't.
You don't go... You used to, because you used to when we were working with your you know, with Don.
It's because
you had to.
I very rarely even had to. But I never did.
But I would like all the members of our group to see more stuff.
All right.
I would like to see more stuff. I will commit to you boys.
Yes.
If you boys go along with me, and not go to the theater with me, but if we
in
see more... If we, and we have plenty of togetherness. Trust me.
FaceTime.
I'm saying I will make my time to go to see these films, to see more movies. That is my commitment to you because I think we should talk about it and we should have a dialogue. And I feel naked when I'm talking to him about The Dark Knight when I haven't seen the franchise.
I imagine you naked when you talk about the franchise.
Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to come back and really, really hate it. But with that said, I will come back with an honest appraisal of the movie and maybe be more articulate about the reasons why I might not like it, but who knows? Yeah. We'll have to wait
and
see.
Look,
may win you over.
I'm not a comic book guy, and it's kind of strange for me to even address this because I'm not the guy that really like stands up and says we have to go see this movie,
right?
Because I hated all three of the most recent Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. Mm-hmm. I didn't enjoy them. I thought those were fake.
Rob and I went on a date in New York to the first one.
And you know what? Actually, I think we liked that only because we saw it in New York.
And we liked it because it wasn't as bad. We both went in grumbling about here's another comic book movie, and it was okay.
It was okay.
So he shoots webs out of his hand.
If you thought that was okay,
raises that all.
It's wild.
I've also seen the new Spider-Man movie, and that's 10 times better than the Tobey Maguire.
Okay.
It's a different
experience.
We're
getting better at it.
10 times.
He's giving you a hard time.
It's 10 times. If you think the Tobey Maguire was a 3-star movie, this one is 30 stars out of 4.
I would give it 4.5 out of 5.
That's 45 stars.
Give me two movies. Your favorites of all time.
Two
give
solid.
Me at least two.
I would say one that I will never change the channel. It's on TBS all the time now. Is The Departed? It's a great film.
The Departed is a good movie. Yeah. Okay. I'm with you with that one. Yeah. Now he's younger, so his movies are going to skew younger. That's it.
And my go-to comedy of all time that I will actually seek out is Old School.
Old School.
Yes,
that's where we part company.
Well, you know what about The Departed? The Departed is 10 times better than Old School.
Mine is Shawshank Redemption and Billy Madison. All right, we're going to take a break.
It's fair and balanced.
We'll talk about everything else we didn't get to in the first segment. Yeah. We will be right back with more. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I've got a great letter that I want to share with you. This comes to us from Al, and Al writes, I wanted to thank TMOS for turning me on to Wait Not.
All right.
I was a fat baby a fat kid, mm-hmm. a fat teenager, and a fat adult.
Oh, boy.
While I've taken weight off in the past, I've always put it on, and then some. Put it on back. I think he means gaining it back.
Right, right.
That was until I tried Weight Not. The plan is fantastic. It really teaches you the skills you need to manage your weight effectively. The tips I've learned, I know I'll be able to carry with me the rest of my life. Although I am in Canada, the good folks at Weight Not worked with me to get the program. This is fantastic.
This is awesome.
I started Weight Not on March 7th at 242 pounds, and as of today, I am down 60 pounds.
Wow. Congratulations.
A quarter of his body weight.
In Rob speak, that's 12 5-pound bags of sugar. I now weigh less than I did when I married my lovely bride almost 8 years ago. As I wind down my douchebag 30s, I know my downhill 40s won't be that bad. I also know that the odds of me seeing my daughters graduate high school have just gone up.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks again for bringing your audience a wonderful sponsor. And tell all your listeners, if you're a fat ass like me, stop buying junk food and buy Weight Not. It'll change your life. That comes to us from Al Reed.
Thank you, Al.
It's a great letter, Al.
Terrific. It is Weight Not, folks. We tell you about it all the time. 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. And listen, I love talking about Weight Not, but what I love the most is doing a Weight Not commercial with a testimonial letter like this. So please, if you are still on the program and you're still enjoying the fantastic success that comes with it, mm-hmm. send me a letter. I would love to read it on this show and give you the credit that you deserve. Now back to the program. You know, lots coming up for me this year. One of the things that I have been blessed to do with the last 6 months, now that it's just the podcast, is the flexibility of travel and the flexibility of going where I want and still being able to bring you the show every day and do it. So it was Maine. That was kind of the first of the tour. Yes. Then for me, not the end of this week, but the end of next week, I will be heading out to Sturgis, South Dakota.
Now I gotta
for
ask,
the motorcycle rally. Mm-hmm.
You've been bringing it up more and more, and sometimes it's an excited thing.
Yes.
And sometimes it's
a nervous anticipation.
Yes.
Sturgis is 2 weeks away.
Right.
Really, where is your head on this?
My head is... I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm really, really glad that I'm going with, Jimmy Cerrito.
James Cerrito.
Because he's
sure.
a caregiver.
It'll be fun.
I got 9 guys in a house, and, it's not guys that I've worked with for 20 years, so
but also
it's going to be a different dynamic.
You will have more than one shower, so it's going to be different from Maine.
What is up with you and 9 guys in a house? Were you a dwarf at
I
one time?
I have no idea.
What's the story?
When I get out there, the one questionable show for me is going to be Monday's show, the first day, because I'm going to be in transit from, I'm going to Denver. I'm renting a Harley, and I'm riding it up to Sturgis, South Dakota, at which a lot of people, and I will take your abuse, you major hardcore bikers are saying that's the pussy way to do it. I accept your criticism. I'm still doing it that
Wear
way.
Wear it as a badge of honor.
I'm not so sure that arriving in Sturgis on a Harley allows you to be a pussy in any way.
I don't know. It's going
to
be
You're going to be in a tough environment,
It's going to be fun. It's something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to see... all the different motorcycles. I'm a motor, as you know, I'm a biker. I love biking.
How long has it been going on? Because I've known about it, I guess, for 5 or 10 years.
I have no idea how long it's
bigger.
Been,
yeah.
Do you
been going
on. Do you rent a bike much like you would rent a car? Do they have fast pickup?
I don't know. I'm going to get out there. You go to a certain place that specifically rents these. It's a very well-known company that does it. I give them a plug, but I'm not getting
it. Do you think when you get to the rental place, RJ will already be there?
RJ's very sad.
Because, oh, that's right. I
because,
forgot.
Because all RJ likes to do is go to the event, and this is the event of events.
Yes.
And, he will not be in attendance on this one. You know, I still think
is that still the case?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it is still the case. Right?
That hasn't changed, though.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had any windfall cash show up to be able to do this.
Yeah, it's it's something that we planned this a long time and
windfall.
And it's a windfall.
Where's the windfall, Mike? When does it happen?
Outside.
The windfall is 10 times greater.
No, 30 times.
So, I get out there to Denver on Saturday. We're going to do a meet and greet on Saturday night in Denver. We have not nailed down the exact location where we're going to be, but it'll be 8 o'clock, and it will be in Denver, Colorado.
Applebee's.
So be aware of that. No. It's we're working on it right now.
Cool.
Got a list of joints. I already know where I'm staying in Denver. And then the
I know
one,
where you're staying in Denver.
The one period of time that is a little confusing will be Sunday to Monday, where we travel across the Great Plain or whatever, how or many the Badlands or whatever the hell we're going.
How many miles is that?
About 7.5 hours of motorcycle.
So probably like 400 miles.
Something along those lines.
Wow, that's a long trip. Have you ever gone on a ride that long?
Well, we're breaking that one up too, so we're going to stop halfway.
But still,
halfway.
That's still a lengthy ride.
That's ass soreness, and I've told the guys that my bike, that I'm on that bike for 45 minutes at a time, my ass needs recovery time after every 45
Maybe
minutes.
Some sort of gel pillow?
I don't know.
Something?
I don't know.
I don't
memory
know.
Foam?
Does it open up into a larger bike?
Memory foam.
All I know is that Jimmy Cerrito, who will be on the show Tuesday to talk about Sturgis, he's coming in, and Jimmy is
great.
A wonderful human being.
Maybe the best.
But he's a bit goofy.
Hold on.
How do you mean that?
Are you talking about Jimmy Cerrito, the guy with the bar? Because I've seen this trait.
Jimmy Cerrito has been wonderful. His friend Rich has laid out the itinerary for us. But Jimmy is obsessed with one location that we have to stop and see.
Well,
doesn't matter to me. Jimmy wants us to go to Carhenge.
That thing?
Where the cars stick up out of the ground. Yes,
Planted in the ground. Yeah.
It's like the Batman movie.
Indulge him.
Indulge him.
You can't compare the two.
I don't have...
He could build Carhenge at like a dump around the corner.
I don't have one conversation with Jimmy, and I love talking. Jimmy's one of the few people... I actually enjoy my conversations with him because they're always the same amount of time.
Unlike anyone in this room.
No.
This is a guy you enjoy speaking to.
I don't like
to
talk to anybody in this room on the phone. But Jimmy always, it's never about Sturgis. There's always, and Carhenge, that'll give us time to see Carhenge. And listen, okay, we're leaving Denver at this time, but Carhenge, and we'll be able to talk, take our pictures at Carhenge.
How far?
Jimmy, I want to take my 35 pictures at Carhenge.
Yeah, I know some looking Photoshop.
Have him check his.
How far out of the way is Carhenge?
I think it's on the way. Well, I think it's going to be on the way.
You allowed your daughters to go.
It originally was going to be a halfway mark. And we were going to stay
there.
But a listener told me there's dick in that area. It's like the Bates Motel. That's all you have.
You must allow him.
Incidentally, on the way back, how about that motel? Was that a smart motel?
I saw that. Yeah.
The Bates Motel. B-A-I-T-S with a fish hook.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And you must allow him.
That was in Maine.
As you allowed your daughter to go to that Perry's Nut House.
Yes.
Or crazy place.
I'm fine with it. It's just, it's so important to him. It scares me.
Yeah, I found it. You know what's, maybe this will help Jimmy a little bit. Well, I imagine the one he wants to see is the most famous one.
It's in, where is it? What state is it in? Does it say?
There's several Carhenges around.
There's several wastelands where the cars have been buried.
It's in Cerrito, California.
There are at least, from what my research shows right now, on the fly, there are at least five in the States. There are two in the UK. So I don't know if it's as special as he thinks it is. So maybe if you broke that news to him.
Well, listen, he'll be in Tuesday. You can break the news to him.
The good thing about Carhenge, you do see the sunrise there first anywhere in the United States.
That's it. So that's it. Jimmy will be in with an update on Tuesday's show.
That'll be good.
Talk all about Carhenge and Sturgis.
We look forward.
And you know what I'm worried about more than anything else? I'm worried about getting bored. I'm out there for a lot of days. I'm out there for a solid week.
You're going to see some great and unusual country. I think you'll enjoy it.
Would you like, if you like, I'll loan you a deck of cards.
I'm going to do another sunrise at Mount Rushmore. Staying up. I'm not going to be drinking like you guys. I'm not going to be drinking like
BS.
You guys think.
Because you're on
I'm not. I'm on the motorcycle.
Right. But when
I'm not going to be day drinking. That's for sure.
When you get back to the house.
We'll just leave the bike here.
It's a rental.
Yeah. Those words could come out of my mouth. Just leave it here. Jimmy's talking about me riding on the back of his motorcycle.
Yeah. Before the
I just wrap my arms around. Can you imagine my fat ass on the back of Jimmy's
before
bike?
Before the week is out, you will have rented seven different motorcycles. And they'll be motorcycle henge.
Now, what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to make contacts out there so that maybe I can go to the different areas, the tents and the rallies and stuff like that. Problem is, out there, it's going to be 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So for me, I don't know who's going to be really functioning at that time, but I want to have digital audio tape recording capability.
And you shall.
And did you tell him about that we're going to do that? You know that, RJ? Are you aware of that?
I'm finding out now, but we'll take care of that.
Now because
you said we use that as a backup recorder for the show.
Right.
Right. So we can,
use the Zoom.
We'll come into the microphone, please.
I am. You can use the Zoom.
He is.
And just like we did in the RV, okay. In the SUV.
Can I just mention something?
That's good. Because that's very good.
It's just tough to look over there.
It kills me.
I bet it's going to sound terrific.
You have to put your mouth in front of the microphone.
Tell you what, don't look at him when you talk to him. Talk into the mic.
Okay, I won't look at Mike then.
He'll hear you.
Yeah, that's much. It. See,
that's
there you
the
go.
Way it
we
is.
Can hear you.
He'll hear you.
Very,
well,
thank
very
you, Oscar.
Good.
We can actually hook you up, Mike, with a rig where the Zoom itself, the small recorder, has a handle. You won't even have to fool with a mic and a cable. And you can just,
I can handle a mic and a cable. I'm not, you know.
You heard every word I said. Did I ever imply that you were less mentally... agile.
All right.
No, it will be great because it's one piece. Great. You'll be able to cover everything right. that way.
Now you know you want to go.
What happened? Carhenge.
We've ruined it.
You're
going
to see Carhenge.
That's why I wanted to be there with you.
We should have. I really do wish you were going to be there. Yeah. I really wish you were going to be there.
It's not too late for a windfall.
I need $3,000 and I can make it.
No.
Now he's crunching numbers.
Now, are you fishing? You don't fish.
No,
like
I'm
that.
Just giving you the
facts. No, it's too late. First of all, the house is full.
Too late. Yeah.
And it's it's done. I mean, we don't have any room.
There's not like a cottage nearby?
No, there's no room.
A shed?
You're not going to Sturgis.
How about out of...
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm dealing with a small child, but I'm dealing
sometimes.
With...
Sometimes.
Yes.
I already know I'm not going to Sturgis, Mike.
Okay.
Are you upset about it?
Incidentally, yeah, my daughter's...
I am very upset.
You don't seem upset.
You know, on tomorrow's show, maybe we can... you know how you just said that to me?
Uh-huh.
I already know I'm not going to Sturgis, Mike. Maybe we can address tomorrow on the show the way my daughter's... discuss with me the way RJ talks to me.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah. Oh really? It came
maybe
up?
That's for tomorrow's show.
I think that'd be excellent.
Yeah, very good. I forgot about that. That was something I wanted to touch on. We got to take a break. When we come back, it's the Audio Vault for... It's the Audio Vault, Mike.
Already?
That's right, Mike.
It's the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak, Mike.
It's what it is, Mike. I like to call it a windfall of comedy.
RJ, are you coming?
No.
Yes, I am coming, Mike. We will take a break, and we'll be back with the Audio Vault right after this. As you listen to the brother... of the man who's sick out today, Mark Ronick. You know, this is Aaron.
It's time to say goodbye to all that she wanted, all that she loved.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. I love that song.
Yeah, great record.
It's called Shine.
Wow. RJ coughed on the microphone.
Very good. Good. So, yeah, that was right into the microphone. This segment, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, is brought to you.
Mike, when you cough.
It's brought to you by Spencer.
Turn to your left and cough.
Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Spencer and Devon, that's one of RJ's clients.
Yes, that's right.
Smooth stuff.
They use natural ingredients.
What is he doing?
Like aloe and shea butter.
Mm-hmm.
Shea.
No harsh chemicals. Rob loves it. RJ loves it.
I'm going to have to visit it today because I still have the vacation beard.
I like
and
the
it
stubble.
Needs to go.
I see. I think your look. Can we do that tomorrow?
Of course.
We don't have time today. All Spencer right. and Devon Shaving Cream, good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both. God bumps, buzzes hacking.
Yeah, we're
when
all
did this
be
turn
fine.
Into a tuberculosis war?
We should make it through Friday.
If you got bumps, Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream can help you too in sagebrush. Why do I always have to say it like
Mike,
sagebrush or spice?
Sagebrush or spice, Mike.
Completely unscented. They have that too. Read their story at SpencerDavin.com or click their ad on our website. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream, smooth the savage blade. I have already opened up
the
what
thing,
he had
and
today.
Mike, he half passed. Sherman Hemsley, dead at, I believe, age 75,
mm-hmm.
which is still relatively
young. I think
that
young. Was Chad Everett's age, too.
And he gave us, of course, the Jeffersons. He did not create the role on All in the Family, but he assumed the role of Archie Bunker's loudmouth neighbor.
Yes, George Jefferson.
Got his own sitcom. And, of course, a lot of people have not given him credit for the great series Amen, where he played a preacher.
That's right. I watched both.
Did funny you really? Show.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched Amen.
It was a Saturday night show, I think. You probably had better stuff to do.
Was it before or after Batman?
Well, what I liked in Amen was all the CGI.
And hey, let me jump in on you right now. A very, very heartfelt congratulations to Oscar's radio partner and the Big O and Dukes co-host, Chad Dukes, who got married over the weekend.
Yeah.
And, if you want to hear a really terrific Big O and Dukes episode, listen to the story of Chad getting married, and you can get that through our website at MikeOMaraShow.com, the Big O and Dukes show that's part of our MORE network, and check it out. Pretty fascinating the way he did that, and very unorthodox.
Again, we addressed it on Monday. It was a surprise to most of us, and he does it the way he wants to do it.
Yeah.
And he did it in a way that I think is really, in this economy and in this really landscape of relationships and finances, it's the smartest way to do it.
Ask one question.
Yes, go ahead.
Without spoiling, I just want to know, did anyone know this was coming, or was it a surprise to everybody?
And did he have to get married?
Yeah,
I really found that out on his webpage when he said married. And Chad Dukes has changed his status to married.
Yes,
Oscar is the same way. And as Oscar says on the Big O and Duke show, you can go listen to it for yourself.
Yes.
He talks about how Chad has a very keeps his personal life. One quadrant of it very, very close to the vest.
That's smart.
And I thought it was just interesting the way he did that. Also, it reminds me whenever I listen to Big O and Dukes how, Chad is flipping nuts.
Why?
Absolutely. Huh?
Why? Oh, just in a delightful way.
In a delightful packing heat, blow you away. You know, right. The Dukes brothers, and Casey's a friend as well, you know, both of them just certifiably, you know, really. I just, one of these days.
Yosemite Sam.
They're going to be all over the Washington Post putting holes in somebody.
They're professional gun owners.
They are professional gun owners.
And what Boss Hogg said. Yes. Boss Hogg always said, there go them Dukes boys again.
Right.
They're crazy.
You know, the thing, you know, I'm listening. I said, hey, I really respect what he did with the whole marriage. And then he'll talk about carrying his iron, and it makes me nervous.
Wow.
It really, you know, it's like, you know, who's that guy? I've got my iron. You know, it's like, I'm finding myself listening to the Big O and Duke show and going, don't shoot.
I listened to three episodes. I thought he just wanted a crease in his pants. It's not that kind of iron at all.
No, it's iron on the side.
Yes. Thank you for listening. And it was, as you heard on the program, it was news to all of us, and it's just exciting news. It's fine.
Please pass along to him.
Congrats.
That the one aspect of the Dog and Pony Show that is modern marriage in America will not be ignored by me, and that, of course, is the bachelor party.
Yes, you're going to do it out
at
of order.
Some point. Yes,
out of order.
Know. Yeah. No, you know what? I just came off the big one up at my nephew's, and I've seen both sides of it. You know, hearing about. You know, I respect it. I think it's cool that, you know, they went and did it. And, you know, he explains the whole thing. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Big Owen Dukes.
Very worthwhile show.
Okay, well, we just heard the theme to the Jeffersons. Here's something you may not know. One of your first television crushes, I know, Mike, was the lady who played Wilona on Good Times, who's Jeanette Dubois.
Jesus Christ.
But did you know she wrote the theme to the Jeffersons?
Really?
And not only that, she did the closing theme. And this, you might not remember this, when they go to credits, really like a gospel revival. Same song, and this is Wilona singing the song.
Very good. Yes, we're moving on now. That's really a great voice.
I love this kind of music.
Does she sing the opening too? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Wrote and sang both versions.
Maybe top five TV themes of all time.
Yeah. I agree.
Now, they never aired this vocal part. You'll recognize it in a second when she goes to almost like a scat singing thing. That's how they would do the closing credits.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, Sunday night, CBS 9:30. Here's the credits right here. We'll start with this.
I got a chance to watch it, and I can't. I'm putting all these pieces together. I think DC20 was a predominantly African American channel.
Yeah, what was it called?
Because it's now
it was
WB.
The DC, right?
Or the DC, but
WB.
The WB, maybe?
Yeah, it was before that.
Warner
it was
Brothers,
DC20
yeah,
just
yeah, it was
for
when
a
it was an independent.
Right.
It was just
so when I was
20.
A little kid, I'd come home from school,
right.
And I'd watch What's Happening.
Mm-hmm. I love that
And
show.
I'd watch The Jeffersons after the cartoon, I guess a four-hour block was over.
They do a lot of Bugs Bunny there,
And I would sit there and watch them. And now that I'm looking back at it, it's like my parents just watch me watching these shows.
they didn't care.
Now, we said earlier that his name was Sherman Hemsley, but I guess because of Leona Helmsley, everyone is saying his name wrong.
Okay.
Here is the Newswire report of his obit, and I think she gets it right the first time and then says Helmsley on the second time.
He played George Jefferson, first on All in the Family, then on its spin-off, The Jeffersons.
Hi, Weez. Hi, George.
Ooh. Actor Sherman Hemsley has died at his
home
in El Paso, Texas. The cause of death not immediately known. Sherman Hemsley was 74.
She says Helmsley there. Let us go to Brian
and
Williams.
And she has the lisp.
Last night on NBC4.
Sherman Hemsley has died. No one else could have played George Jefferson.
Pause for a second. He'll do this again. And what surprises me is that nobody, and it was spelled correctly on the graphic. It said Hemsley. And I'm surprised nobody IFB'd him, you know, spoke into his ear to say it's Hemsley.
And he does it three times in this clip.
Three times.
Yeah.
Sherman Helmsley has died. No one else could have played George Jefferson the way he did, starting on All in the Family and eventually Helmsley. As master of his own domain in that deluxe apartment in the sky, along with his wife, Wheezy, and all the other characters we came
to know.
It's
funny when you hear Brian Williams
doing it. In real life, the Philadelphia-born Sherman Helmsley got his bearing in the U.S. military. He was an Air Force veteran who kicked around in odd jobs. He worked at the post office for 8 years while taking acting classes at night. He was a recording artist and a sitcom veteran. His acting earned him an Emmy nomination. Sherman Helmsley of the East Side was 74
years old.
No
one's perfect.
Yeah. No, that's
you know
true. Who else is not perfect?
Here.
What if we're wrong?
No, we're not
wrong. No, we're not.
Because it's spelled Helmsley.
Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe it's pronounced Helmsley.
It's not.
No.
It's Helmsley.
You sure?
Guaranteed.
Yes.
Bet my soul.
There are a few things you would care about deeply.
Yeah.
Trust him.
And you know what else
it's
I care about? I care about the very pretty Hoda Kotb.
Hoda!
Getting it wrong this morning as well.
She's still here?
Actor Sherman Helmsley, best known as television's upwardly mobile George Jefferson, died Tuesday at his home in El Paso, Texas. He got his start as Archie Bunker's neighbor on All...
Same stuff, but everyone's getting his name wrong.
Yes,
so
I didn't know
say,
that he lived down in El Paso.
Yeah.
You know, down in the old Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
I heard about this. This story has such a sad ending.
Down in the old Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
And while you're singing, would you like to hear a little of me singing?
Yes.
Let's take our Mike O'Mara show microphone.
May I set this up?
Please.
Okay, this little piece of audio was also a piece of video that had my daughters unhinging their jaws. Again and again and again. This is Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, and Mike O'Mara at the
Portland Sea Dogs.
Portland Sea Dogs game. That, ladies and gentlemen, was a wine screw up. That was a little portion of my brain that I left in the bottle last night.
Smells like grapes.
That's right. Portland Sea Dogs. Buzz and Rob and myself, the three gay caballeros, we go down to brunch on Sunday, a week ago Sunday.
Yes.
We have our little brunch. As I'm driving back, I see out of the corner of my eye, I see the ballpark where the Sea Dogs play. Always wanted to go to a Sea Dogs
game. Hosting the New Hampshire Fisher Cats.
That's right. Always wanted to go. I say to the boys, if the tickets are under whatever, I will, you know, we'll get tickets. They were $9.
Yeah, for the best seats in the house.
We got in there, we sat down, and, hilarity ensued. Mm-hmm. Now,
seventh inning stretch.
When Rob, Buzz and I just sat down and enjoyed the game. When Rob sat down, he sat down next to two women who were probably mid-30s to late 30s.
26.
26. Yeah. Thank you. They were younger than that. Rob suddenly got an audience.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And these girls.
A new audience.
Rob, did he not leave us there? We were not even there to
Yeah,
him.
He never turned back our direction.
He never turned back
Mike,
in our
you
direction.
Know what?
You talked to these girls for the entire baseball game.
You're not horribly cute either.
I know. And they were all right.
Yeah. Well, it was Portland.
They were okay.
And there was beer.
Yeah.
So Rob was chatting these ladies up and feeling very festive. And when the Neil Diamond song Sweet Caroline came on, like it does in Fenway Park, I encouraged Rob.
You ordered me.
To really sing from the bottom of his heart. And Rob went all in. I'm just going to say that. You know, what did someone say? My father-in-law, Peter, last night was saying to me, you probably could hear him in the entire stadium.
Yeah.
And it was this loud. But ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people sing this at the ballpark, especially in Fenway. But nobody sang it like Rob sang it a week ago Sunday.
I sing you, oh, sweet Caroline. The time never seems so good.
Just met some girls.
I've been inclined.
So he sang for them.
To be where
I love.
There was beer.
Oh my God. Bravo, Rob. I'm going to give you a round of applause.
Thank you so much. It was fun. We had a good time at the game.
Yeah,
that was great. My daughters love that.
As we continue.
That you establish yourself as a funny man.
The homegrown audio vault continues. People have asked me, they say, what about Mike's new Harley? What about the new pipes?
Yes.
Oh, we recorded them.
We recorded them.
Oh, good.
I give you the pipes on my new Harley for your edification.
I do not know. One of these is in front of the pipes. One of those is behind the pipes. Let's hear them both. Here's the first tape.
Nice and throaty.
Got to be front there.
That's in front.
That is front?
Yes. Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Come on, Rob.
Of course it's the front.
Yeah, okay.
You can hear them louder in the back.
Huh?
Hemsley. All right.
And here is standing behind Mike's mic.
Touching you. And,
talk about throaty.
That's my favorite part.
I'm not so, not so sure you should have paid retail for this. Okay. I must have hit the wrong button. Yeah. I think this is behind. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Wow. Battle Cat.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, hey, put that bike down in the McDonald's parking lot.
Yeah.
And although that sound will make the bike safer by allowing him to be heard by other motorists, it won't help his ass.
No, it won't. Because after 45 minutes on a bike like that, he'll be making this noise.
Touching you. Oh, sweet Caroline.
All right. The homegrown audio vote, you know, we actually haven't. We've not played
this yet.
You
got time for one or two more.
Let's do real quick then. Let's cover the fireworks presentation that we had in May.
Oh, the Buzz fireworks.
We have audio of this.
Okay.
And I may or may not have had
nothing works better than fireworks on the radio.
Do you know when they told David Letterman that he was going to have to start letting him carry his audio on CBS O&O's for an hour of programming? He was so upset that the first night he staged a fireworks display.
That's great.
But this is the fireworks that Buzz did at your main crumbling main house.
It's very short.
And I'm in it. You're in it. I may or may not have been drinking. I don't recall.
I love fireworks.
Me too.
Wow. RJ, look up, dude. I'm trying to hand it to you.
They're fighting.
What happened?
This is the first attack on Dublin in 15 years.
What the hell's wrong with the audio?
I have no idea.
You know, it's bad enough we're playing audio of fireworks, when you have the audio sound
it
like that. You
want
to go,
okay.
Did you come to rehearsal today?
Was the audio from 1920s?
The audio was fine when I put it in the thing. That's right. Let me try.
Is that a separate? Oh, so you're playing a separate DVD?
No, this is. I have a backup. Let me see if the backup sounds any better. And my apologies, folks.
This is going to kill him if you can't get this. It's going
to kill
him.
I don't care.
You can go back to the singing.
I found
in
a store called Pyro City, and I said, "What's the best sky show I can get for $50 or $60?"
Man,
and
it was great.
And I was surprised at what you can get for $50 or $60.
I was too. I couldn't believe how good it was.
This is my second try. Oh, my fingers are crossed.
Hi.
They're better.
Wow.
No.
No, it's no better.
No,
I don't know what happened.
Terrible recording.
I have to apologize.
You had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there.
We asked Buzz how it went. I know what it is. It's all out of phase with itself because of the Zoom.
We didn't mono it.
Well, well, maybe you can figure that out before the show next time. That
maybe.
Would be great. Do you have do you have another one or is that it?
Well, let's end it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I do have a closer. I have a
Thank you.
Oh, no.
We'll take a break when we come back.
What a sad note.
Oh, no.
It's your punishment. We will come back.
And yet my punishment punishes you all.
I know.
It punishes the listeners.
We all suffer.
We will come back with Buzz.
I had a
news.
Thing.
He's
I had a thing.
You have a thing?
I have a thing.
All right, stop the music. All right.
We close
station.
Do you realize how important Buzz says? Thank you, Florida. Mm-hmm. Do you realize how important Florida is going to be in the upcoming presidential election?
Yeah, big time.
Big time.
Yeah,
we asked Conan O'Brien.
Now, some experts say that President Obama's campaign may come down to the Jewish voters in Florida. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. His whole campaign may come down to the Jewish voters in Florida, which explains why today Obama announced his new running mate, Barbara Streisand.
And that is your magic audio.
That was worth coming back for. All right. Please.
You're fun.
We'll take a break.
Have a blast on your motorcycle today.
We'll come back. We'll come back with Buzz's news right after this. Wow. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's bring him in here. Get the ship righted, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't screw up, Buzz. He's not in a forgiving mood.
I already have.
Oh, yeah.
Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. College healthcare students, you can get certified for clinical rotation sites right here. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield.
And whenever you read this commercial, I always like to say a big hello to... He's redeemed himself already.
Please like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class and save a life.
Sooner than later, we haven't firmed it up yet, but we're going to get the gang in from NVCC. They're going to come in because I didn't get the training. I'm going to be getting it right here on this show. Mm-hmm. They're going to do it on the program, and we're going to bring them all in here with their dummies. Mm-hmm. And
you have a room full of dummies
they're
already.
They're crash test dummies.
I can't wait to see you put your lips.
on those well-traveled dummies.
Very good.
April?
I was told that I was going to practice with April.
That's right. That's
all right.
Right.
Very good. Only, listen, I don't need to do, I don't want to offend her.
No.
I don't need to do the mouth-to-mouth, but I would. No. I'd certainly really like to do the chest compression.
Chest compression.
Thank
well, you know what?
Thank you very much. Mike, is that okay that I said that?
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Well, okay.
Guess what,
Mr. Fun.
Guess what, Mike? All if right, you try chest compression.
That's the last guy you ever want to go to. If you want to see something's okay, well,
Mike,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, thank you.
However,
thank
if you try much. Chest compressions on her, I don't think you have a chance.
Right.
You're, well, we'll stop there.
All right, thank you.
Gun sales in Colorado. You put your eye out. Gun sales in Colorado. Gun sales in Colorado, I'm sorry, and yet I'm not. Gun sales in Colorado have spiked more than 43% just since Friday, based on a belief that having more guns will prevent gun deaths. The spike in gun sales is every bit as predictable as the renewed call for banning assault weapons. The difference is only one of those efforts will succeed.
Man, there is a gun moment mm-hmm. in Newsroom 2.
Yes, there is.
That is
yes.
that is just fantastic.
That's episode 2?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. No, I don't know if it's episode 2. In the one the most recent okay. one. Oh, it's not episode 2.
A week
two.
Ago this past Sunday.
It really I was saying TOO and it was really terrific. Mm-hmm. Really good.
A gun sale spiked after the Virginia Tech massacre in 07 and after the shooting of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords last year.
Normal.
Always does.
Weird.
The latest revelations about the Colorado killings include these. Police say the shooter must have had considerable target practice since he affected an unusually high hit rate. They found further evidence of his target practice in the form of brochures and a receipt inside his booby-trapped apartment. That apartment had more than 30 grenades and 10 gallons of gasoline, we now know. All of this evidence of premeditation will make it harder for his legal defense to prove the gunman was insane. We have also learned that despite the miraculous efforts of police and other personnel, the victims of the shootings were simply not able to get the medical help they needed as quickly as they might have. Overwhelmed by the carnage, there was a shortage of ambulances, forcing police to transport some victims by squad car, and the parking lot was jammed at the time, both with cars for moviegoers and for personnel trying to triage and treat victims in that parking lot. Hopefully, we can learn from that for better response in the future. In Dallas yesterday,
can I just interrupt
here? Yes, please do.
It makes you realize when you say don't park here
mm-hmm.
or no standing.
There's a
maybe,
reason.
Maybe there's a
yellow curb. Yeah. In Dallas yesterday, a man was arrested when his gun went off accidentally inside a Walmart, wounding two other customers. Panicking over what he had done, the clumsy gunman then fled on foot until he was captured by police.
That's bright.
That's why I shop at Target, which is ironically named at that point.
You have an accidental gun discharge and then you run.
Inside a store. Oops.
Duh.
Yeah. Well, they might catch you.
Right.
How's the Catholic Church like the Paterno family? They both think we're too harsh with people who turn their backs on the sexual abuse of children. The Philadelphia Archdiocese says it was overly harsh to sentence 61-year-old Monsignor William Lynn to prison for at least 3 years, maybe six, for not only hiding sex abuse claims, but moving pedophile priests to new and unsuspecting parishes. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia says the church has learned its lesson and that the public humiliation is punishment enough. It's asking that the sentence be adjusted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Their
hard
priorities are so
that's
out
BS.
Of whack. I'm done. I mean, I just that is so frustrating as a Catholic to see that they that their energy and their time and their angst is directed in worrying about this Monsignor who got sentenced for doing this and not still thinking about the victims.
Right.
It's just like it almost strikes me as a more and more. You can only empathize with something if it happens to you.
There's a certain amount of denial at play here. The Paterno family was
what
saying,
about the victims, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, did you read online, one of our Facebook friends posted it, the tweets that were running rampant mm-hmm. about Penn State after they came down with the sanctions? It was incredible, the stuff that people were writing.
It was too harsh.
That attacking the NBC, mm-hmm. NCAA. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was amazing how much hatred there was out there. And I'm just blown away by it. And it's all because, you know, they've got a popular football program.
Yeah. Right.
Really weird.
Had.
Mm-hmm.
I owe you all both a correction and an apology for my adamant assertion that airline deregulation was a move by the Reagan administration. That is completely incorrect. It was the Carter administration. We noticed the effects of that decision during the Reagan administration. I was wrong based on information I was given that I did not confirm. I will strive to make sure that does not happen again. President Reagan did not deregulate the airlines. He simply broke the union of the air traffic controllers by firing all of them. Mitt Romney.
I was going to say he's the one that fired all of them.
But he did that, and I used to think it was both, but really it was just the one.
Okay.
Yeah. All so, right. again, my apologies.
Both old white guys.
I'll work to make sure that doesn't happen.
Jimmy Carter, man.
Mitt Romney.
Jack.
Mitt Romney, meanwhile, and likewise, may be mistaken about what he says or when he says he stopped his involvement with Bain Capital. Bain Associates now tell the Associated Press that Romney stayed in regular contact with his partners long after his claimed departure, and that there are emailed memos to back up this revelation. Although Romney says he quit Bain in 1999, he was still signing legal documents for the firm in 2001 and attended board meetings of a Bain client in 2002.
Here's another example. God, it's politicians all the time. When will they realize it doesn't matter?
Right.
Would I give a rat's ass if he stayed on after he, you know?
Be transparent.
Just come out and say you
that's
did.
That's what I care about.
So what? I mean,
don't
a lot of people do it. But now with the whole big cover-up thing, and that's Romney's Achilles heel. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Right. I wish he would stop doing it. And it doesn't seem like he's going to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just BS. And then people and Americans don't have any tolerance for that.
Other news quickly. Some Eagle Scouts have turned in their badges over the Boy Scouts' decision to continue their anti-gay policy. The cast of Modern Family is threatening to leave unless they all get big pay raises. And the L.A. City Council has voted unanimously to shut down all of the city's 762 medical marijuana dispensaries immediately.
Oh. Really?
Oh, really. Wow.
Hey, as far as the cast of Modern Family is concerned, mm-hmm. they're going to get it. And
they deserve it.
Yeah, and they actually have a legal egg.
It's the money-makingest comedy on television.
Yeah, and that cast is,
brilliant.
They all deserve raises. Yeah, they really do.
That is a great sitcom.
Finally, Chinese police.
Yeah, Mike.
Chinese police answered the call about a woman drowning in the Shandong River.
What river?
The Shandong River.
Ah, yes. I have a frame down there.
You know it well, yeah.
Great catfishing in the Shandong.
Yes.
Her apparently lifeless body was bouncing along the current as a crowd of 1,000 citizens gathered along the banks watching in horror, covering their children's eyes.
Right for us.
It was probably good they covered their children's eyes. The drowning victim turned out to be an inflatable love doll.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh. Thank you, Buzz. You thanks bet. To everybody
Rub
for joining
doll.
Us today. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Enough, Mr. Mouth. Anyway, our show is brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic benefiting Inova Blood Donor Services. Sunday, be there September 9th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kettler Iceplex. That's the Kettler Capitals Iceplex.
Yes.
And it'll feature all of us as special coaches. We're very excited about it. The Caps alumni is going to be there, Northern Virginia law enforcers, a lot of good folks. Support your favorite team or player with a donation at charityhockeyclassic.com or click their ad on our website. All the proceeds will go to benefit Inova Blood Donor Services. They supply nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood, and your donation is tax deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by mail, charityhockeyclassic.com. And coming up next week, hopefully, we will have a definitive answer on our West Coast Live.
Well,
stay tuned. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao,
thank
ciao.
You.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.